I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for September 6, 2022 to order. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Frye is absent. Mr. Hanson?
Here.
Mr. Hanem?
Here.
Mr. McCann?
Here.
Mr. Richardson is absent. Ms. Stowe?
Here.
Mrs. Westphal?
Here.
Mr. Frye and Mr. Richardson are excused. They're on vacation. Five members of City Council are present, so a quorum does exist. I welcome you all to our City Council meeting tonight. There must be something on the agenda that's of interest to you, and I can guess what it is. I understand we have two scouts in the back row working on merit badge. Would you be willing to lead us in our Pledge of Allegiance this evening? All right, we're going to start with that, and I invite everyone to join us.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That brings us to additions to the agenda, and I do have a couple of changes. First, I would like to add as agenda item 3A, election of a president pro tem for this evening's meeting as a result of the president of council's absence. I would also like to, with council's permission, move agenda item 10, which is the confirmation of our new police chief and the passing of the badge, up to agenda item 4A, because I think that's a popular item here in the room tonight. That way you won't have to sit through the whole meeting. But you are more than welcome to do that. Are there any additions to the agenda from members of City Council? Hearing none, Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schroyer?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Captain Eubaker?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Or Kevin Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
And Mrs. Briney?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
With those changes, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the agenda as amended for this evening. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the agenda is approved for this evening. Added agenda item 3A is the election of a president pro tem. Are there any nominations?
Mr. Mayor?
Mr. Haynes.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move we appoint Mayor Westphal as president pro tem.
Second. It's been moved and seconded to appoint Mary Westphal as our president pro tem for this evening's meeting. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Moving on to agenda item 4. This is approval of our meeting minutes from our last meeting on August 15th, 2022. Mrs. Westphal.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move approval of the Sylvania City Council meeting minutes for the meeting held August 15th, 2022 as presented.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the meeting minutes as presented from August 15th. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and those meeting minutes are approved. That moves us on to our agenda item 4A, which is item 10 moved up in the agenda. Distributed at your places this evening was three different items. First is the recommendation of the committee on Chief Snore's replacement. That is from Mr. Aller. Would you like to make a brief report on that, Mr. Aller?
As the letter indicates, we conducted interviews of internal candidates and then met to discuss that situation. We had the, as it is and many times when you do interviews, you have several people that are qualified for the position and would be more than capable of filling those shoes, but we only have one position available. And so we came out of those interviews and recommending the candidate. I'm going to let the mayor make that announcement. We brought forth a candidate as mentioned in the letter, and feel that this individual will do a great job in continuing the good things that the department does, as well as look for ways to improve and to keep up with the changes that are happening in law enforcement. And we believe the city will be in good hands if we move in that direction.
Thank you, Mr. Aller. We had two very good candidates interview for the position. However, the committee did recommend Danny Lynn M. Miller as our new chief of police. Happy to accept that recommendation, and also handed out at your places tonight is my appointment as of Danny M. Miller as our new police chief, subject to your confirmation. So I ask for that confirmation tonight. I would go to Mrs. Westfall.
Mr. Mayor, I move confirmation of Danny Miller as the new chief of police for the city of Sylvania.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to confirm the mayor's appointment of Danny Lynn Miller as our new police chief. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And congratulations, Danny Lynn. I think right now is an appropriate time to swear you in to that position, and then we're going to have a passing of the badge ceremony. I'm going to come down there. Did I see a younger picture of you sitting over on the cabinet out here tonight? We should have brought that over. Was that yours as well, Rick?
It was, yes.
They both joined the force in the same year.
We did.
Congratulations. I look forward to you being chief. I'll witness it if necessary.
I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear.
In the presence of Almighty God.
In the presence of Almighty God.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of Ohio.
The Constitution of the State of Ohio.
And the Charter of the City of Sylvania.
And the Charter of the City of Sylvania.
And will faithfully discharge.
And will faithfully discharge.
The duties of the public office.
The duties of the public office.
Of Chief of Police of the City of Sylvania.
Of Chief of Police of the City of Sylvania. Thank you.
Been confirmed. She's been sworn in. There's only missing one thing, and that would be the badge. And you know, I think I talked about this with almost every new officer that we've done a badge cleaning ceremony for. The badge, it was seen as a sign of the shield that protects the public from those who do us harm. And that's a general thing for all law enforcement officers, but as I tell the new command officers, and we have several of them here today, when you move on to the gold badge, every rank you take gets a little bit heavier. I always talk about that heavy gold badge. And for the police chief, the badge symbolizes the shield that you have to maintain for not only law enforcement or for your role as a law enforcement officer, but your role as protecting the entire community and protecting the well-being of the officers that serve it. Under your leadership. And I will say that, you know, this has been a great experience for me. I've been very thankful for the city and all the support that they've given to me, and more importantly, to the police department. It's been a great place to work my whole adult career. And, you know, I've worked with Chief Miller, and I started the same year back in 1994. We've been through lots of tumultuous situations as patrolmen and sergeants. I was a captain, and then you know she stepped right up and helped me as I was the chief. Everything we've accomplished these last 3 years, I mean, it's been a long laundry list. Without Captain Hugh Baker and at the time Captain Miller, we wouldn't have been able to get those things done. I'm very proud of the way our officers work out there, and a lot of the things that they do is because of the leadership that they've had with the two captains. And I couldn't be prouder of her and more thankful to her for what she's done to get us through all these crazy situations that we've encountered over the years. So congratulations, and with that, I pass on the badge here.
Thank you, chiefs. Anything you four would like to say? Okay. I have something for Chief Snar. I have a proclamation from the mayor's office for Chief Snar. Whereas Frederick L. Snar first became interested in a career in law enforcement while in middle school, and whereas Rick began his law enforcement career with Put-in Bay, working there for the 1993 and 1994 summer season, until he started as a patrolman for the Sylvania Police Division on August 1st, 1994. And whereas Rick was promoted to sergeant in the year 2000, captain in 2010, and on March 27th, 2019, became chief of police. And whereas Chief Snar led the Sylvania Police Division through a very difficult period for law enforcement, successfully meeting the special challenges of the COVID-19 pandemic and the Black Lives Matter marches in Sylvania. And whereas Rick has also worked for better responses and outcomes for mental health issues encountered on police service calls. And whereas Chief Snar updated the police division standards, policies, and procedures that led to the Sylvania Police Division certification by the Ohio Police Collaborative. Now, therefore, I, Craig A. Stahl, Mayor, do hereby proclaim today, Tuesday, September 6, 2022, as Chief Frederick L. Snar Day in the city of Sylvania. Congratulations.
Is there cake out there? All right, everybody, get now. I can get the chair back for that.
While the room's emptying out a little bit, I've got something for the scouts in the back. You got to hear the oath of office for the chief of police, and that's the same oath that the elected officials around this table and other people that assume a position of public trust take in the United States, and particularly the state of Ohio. They swear allegiance to the Constitution of the United States and of the state of Ohio and our charter. They do not swear allegiance to any individuals or to any office, but to the Constitution and the ideals that it stands for. That is pretty unique around the world. You're usually swearing allegiance to people or to offices. And welcome to the rest of you who are staying.
Mr. Mayor, we have two scouts here this evening and a student from Notre Dame Academy also.
All right. So you're one of the scouts. I'm sorry, I didn't recognize you earlier. You're a dad and a scout. All right. And a student from Notre Dame. Okay, very good. Thank you for being here. With that, I think we're ready to move on to agenda item 5, which is to reschedule the public hearing, originally scheduled for this evening at 6:30. The clerk of council has recommended October 17th as that possible date. Mr. Kane.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that we reschedule public hearing on ZA-2-2022 for October 17, 2022, at 6:30 p.m. in council chambers.
Second.
So moved and seconded to schedule a public hearing for ZA-2-2022 for October 17th at 6:30 p.m. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and the clerk is ordered to advertise that new date. Moving on to agenda item 6, elevated walkway bearing seat maintenance. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. At the May council meeting, City Council had approved the service department to have work done by DGL Consulting Engineers on our elevated walkway bearing seats due to some deterioration that we had found during an inspection. That design was completed and recommended repairs, and we subsequently went out to, based on the estimate of $30,000, it wasn't necessary to go through the public bid process. And as you can imagine, with bearing seat repair, with construction of this nature, it's a somewhat limited field of construction firms that would perform that work. Not every construction company that you know of would be interested in performing that work or has the abilities to perform the work. And so we reached out to contractors that we were aware of, as well as contractors that DGL had provided references for, which they had done work with in the past. We reached out to five of those contractors. Three of them were interested in the project and would be able to get it done in a timely manner. And the best bid that we received was from a company by the name of Suburban Maintenance and Construction Incorporated. Their short is SMCI, and they're out of North Royalton, Ohio. Their bid was $28,700, which was about $1,300 underneath the engineer's estimate for the project. And so we believe that to be a responsible bid. We have not done any kind of work with this in the past, so we're dealing with a contractor that we typically don't deal with. But this firm does do a lot of ODOT maintenance work and has done a lot of work on other projects that DGL has been involved with as well. And they highly recommend them as qualified to perform the work. So this work was not included as part of our original capital improvement. We currently do have the funding available within our budget. We haven't exceeded our capital budget. Don't anticipate that we will. But we do ask for permission to award this contract to Suburban Maintenance and Construction Incorporated in the amount of $28,700.
Mr. Allen? Yeah, do. Have we identified the cause of the premature deterioration?
Yeah, we believe the original design did not include any reinforced steel bar in the support section of the column, and we believe that is the cause. The repairs all include reinforced steel. With that, we don't believe that we'll have this issue again.
And who did the design work for?
Originally, it was JJR. We will be reaching out to them. Ms. Browning and I are working on correspondence and information at this time, and we'll be reaching out.
You're going right where I was at, so,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we will be going, the work needs to be performed. And
absolutely.
We'll be pursuing the recoupment as we pull that together.
Some contribution would be appreciated.
Yes.
And to refresh council's memory, we have been to JJR before when we had to power spray all of the concrete out of the elevated sections and redo it because it was holding water. So this is the second time we've gone to them for participation in a correction.
Mr. Mayor, they did help us at that point, though, didn't they?
They did, yes.
They supported it. I have another quick question, Mr. Allen. Have you spoken with this group at any length about how long we can expect this to meet the need and how long we can expect it to be strong and sturdy and not run into additional problems?
Yeah, after, once they make the repairs, they've basically given us the original 50-year life.
Okay.
Yeah, we're only 4 years into the original construction.
Yeah.
Yeah, it will be as if it were part of the original.
Great. Thank you.
Design. Yep.
We do have ordinance 81-2022 in your council packets. It's item 6B to formally accept this proposal of Suburban Maintenance and Construction Incorporated. Mr. Hanson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce by title only, ordinance number 81-2022, accepting the proposal of Suburban Maintenance and Construction Incorporated and awarding the contract for the elevated walkway bearing seat maintenance, Sylvania River Trail Phase 2 project to same, authorizing the expenditure for the improvements in the amount of $28,700, appropriating funds therefore. I move for passage of ordinance number 81-2022 as an emergency measure.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance 81-2022 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 81-2022 is enacted as an emergency measure.
Thank you.
Agenda item 7 is a change in our contract with the Reveille firm that's working for us on the TIF or tax increment financing district in downtown Sylvania. Mr. Sanford, why don't you, even though I know you shared this information already with members of council, why don't you just quickly go through it for us as a group?
Mr. Mayor, may I request the permission to push back from the table due to a potential conflict of interest?
Yes. The reason for that conflict of interest is Lindsay owns property on North Main Street in the tax proposed TIF district.
Yeah.
Mr. Mayor, will we be able to adopt this?
This will be a first reading only tonight, as it, I believe it says on the agenda here.
Oh, it does. I'm sorry.
We will enact it at our next meeting. Mr. Sanford has said this is not an issue. We will not hold up the project.
No, it will not. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
And we need a motion to that effect to allow her to push
back. I move that Lindsay Stahl can push back from this discussion.
Second. Moved and seconded to allow Lindsay Stahl to push away from the table and not participate in the discussion or the voting for this issue due to her conflict of interest as a property owner in the proposed district. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
All right. Again, thank you, Mr. Mayor. This does give me an opportunity to give you an update on the TIF process since we had Mr. Grisdale here and we had a meeting that people were notified in the area that's come in if they had questions about the TIF and whatever, and it's moving really well. Probably, though, on my part and with Glenn's, is an underestimation of how much time is needed for the meetings. Another factor with the school board that they had a change in treasurers, and the new treasurer didn't start until August 1st. And I spoke to him on Friday, and he does have a pretty good grasp of how this would work. Did talk to Mr. Fry to some extent also about this, and he was okay with this moving forward in his absence tonight, and even if it will be just the first reading. So again, the length of the TIF, I think looks and what we can realize from the TIF, and those are the kind of numbers I'm going to come back and we'll have a report. The next step will be that Leslie and I are going to meet with the superintendent, the treasurer, and their attorney, just to go over, so we can come back to you then with the game plan as to what, should we move forward with the TIF, and what would be our recommendation for the language. So we'll be able to answer any of your questions at that time. But the reason, again, for this was to extend our contract, not to exceed $5,000, to continue to work with Reveille to get us to that point, and then also help us when we have to do the legislation that we'd be moving forward with.
Mr. Sanford, I did get the sense from your memo that there has been some discussion already with the schools.
Yes.
Has that been with you or with Reveille?
Both.
Or both? Okay. Both. And you feel like it can...
At least a couple of meetings, and Glenn's been with us with those meetings, and then he's also been meeting by himself.
And you feel like with this additional time and this additional commitment, there can be a resolution, and we can find that happy ground with the school system?
That's what I asked him to provide. This is what he came back with his estimate. He thinks it's about $3,000 more, but I want to be on the safe side, so not to exceed $5,000, so we can complete this. And I said, what's it going to take this to prepare the legislation for passage? And this is what we came up with. And this is a pretty big step.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and it's a, we want to make sure we do everything right.
Mr. Sanford, just to clarify that we have confidence and support from the school district in this effort.
Yeah, so far they've been great.
Okay.
Everything's worked out well. They've been very cooperative. I think, again, it's just that understanding, and they really had, you know, the timing of a new treasurer, and he seems like a real good guy, and he's a little swamped, you know, he's just finished his first month on the job.
All right. We do have proposed ordinance 82-2022 to accept this amendment to the contract. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce for our first reading ordinance number 82-2022. All members of council having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only, accepting the amendment to the proposal of Reveille Limited to provide additional economic development planning services to study the feasibility of creating a tax increment financing district, appropriating funds therefore in an amount not to exceed $5,000.
Second. It's been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance number 82-2022 as an emergency measure. Excuse me. It's moved and seconded for a first reading of this, as only four councilmen can participate. That's the end of what we need to do. There will be no vote tonight. And with that, let the record show that Lindsay Stahl is rejoining us at the table. Moving on to agenda item 8. This is proposed ordinance 83-2022. This is to enact a reorganization of our Department of Finance. Mr. Schroyer.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Hopefully everybody received and was able to read the email I sent last week describing what we're doing in the finance department. Of course, I'm here for any questions you might have. But essentially, we have a finance employee that's retiring soon. We're currently set up where one employee specializes in finance, one employee specializes in payroll. The mayor has asked me to make sure these two employees are cross-trained in each of those areas. So it made sense to me to change the title of this new position. So the titles are the same, human resource specialist. There's no pay grade change. The only change is currently we were fortunate enough all this time to have an employee who knew the finance and also had history with running public meetings. And that would be the clerk of council. And we're currently in the process of determining where all that will fall. It may be a separate employee, it may be a current city employee. Right now, the new position, the new person coming in for the new position will not currently be the clerk of council. That's something we'll decide at a later time. So if there's any questions?
So, Mr. Schroyer, what you're saying is that there's going to be two positions, they'll be cross-trained, love that, and we're not exactly sure how the clerk of council will play out. That will be another discussion another time.
It will be further down the road. It will be a very part-time position. So the cost to the city will be negligible, basically. And it could actually end up being a current employee. We just haven't got that far down the road yet to determine that.
We have prepared a description of the clerk of council's position. This is the first time it would have been a totally separate position. Mm-hmm. We've gotten a great deal of work and expertise from Mrs. Booker, able to do both jobs, but we don't feel that that's appropriate to or possible for somebody to continue on doing both positions. So we will tackle the clerk of council in December. Mrs. Booker's intent is to work most of January next year and can train a clerk of council much faster than she can train somebody in her finance work here at the city.
You know, I think I was, concentrating on the clerk of council role, but you did indicate, Mr. Schroyer, that this position would be starting at September 12th or something like that?
Yes.
Okay, so you've already got a person identified.
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry if you said that and I missed it. Focused on clerk of council.
I don't think he did, but we had to have this change before we could actually hire the new person.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions for Mr. Schroyer? If not, we do have Ordinance 83-2022 to change this in our codified ordinances to provide for the two HR specialists. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Ordinance Number 83-2022, revising the administrative, departmental, and divisional organization of the city and the codified ordinances thereof by amending Sylvania Codified Ordinance Chapter 129, Department of Finance. I move final passage of Ordinance Number 83-2022 as an emergency measure.
Second. And moved and seconded to enact proposed Ordinance 83-2022 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and Ordinance 83-2022 is enacted as an emergency measure. Thank you. Moving to agenda item 9, we have proposed resolution 9-2022 authorizing the city to participate in a Lucas County-wide grant for Safe Streets for All programs. Mr. Allen, can you describe that program to us? I think we may have read about it in the newspaper.
Yes. This is a program. We had initially taken a look at doing a similar program as a city, but as the information came out, the program is intended to be a larger entity and was geared more towards, in our case, metropolitan planning organizations or team across type organizations. So Lucas County engineer got together with four other counties to submit a proposal. And this is just our showing that we support the plan. It does have a 20% match indicated, and there will be cost sharing involved, but I believe Ms. Browning has had conversations with the county engineer that they don't intend on seeking any cost.
That's correct. No participation on the plan portion. If there's a project in the city, they would request participation from us at that point. But this, just to participate in the plan, doesn't require any appropriation.
We do have Resolution 9-2022 to authorize our participation in this plan with Lucas County, as a part of Lucas County. Mr. McCann.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce by title only Resolution 9-2022, authorizing the City of Sylvania to participate with Lucas County in applying for the grant under the Safe Streets for All program, authorizing the mayor to execute and deliver a letter of commitment to the Lucas County engineer for submission with the grant. I move passage of Resolution 9-2022 as an emergency measure.
Second.
It's moved and seconded for passage of Resolution 9-2022 as an emergency measure. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and Resolution 9-2022 is enacted as an emergency measure. We are already completed Agenda Item 10. Are there any committee reports or committee referrals to make at this time?
Mr. Mayor, would it be appropriate to ask for an update on any litigation?
Yes, I think it would be.
Sure.
There is news.
Yes.
I think we're all set.
That's.
Yeah.
I meant to mention it early on the agenda, but apologies.
I did receive an email from our council on Friday afternoon. The Judge Zahari did rule in favor of Tarpon Towers' motion for summary judgment and against us. So I have not heard, there is still time for appeal. However, I think based on the opinion and the facts and just the Telecommunications Act, frankly, leaves very little room to the cities for meaningful challenges. So that is the update.
So my understanding is that it would move back to the zoning committee or back to council for consideration?
Procedurally, it will remand it to council, I believe, for approval.
We've been ordered to approve.
Yes. We don't have a choice. The city council does not have a choice.
But we still get to vote.
Right. But you're told how to vote.
We're directed then. We're directed then.
Will we be bringing this up any time?
We'll have to wait until the expiration of the time for appeal.
30 days.
So probably the first meeting in October, I'll have to do the count to make sure that that's appropriate, to make sure that's correct, but it'll be the first or second meeting in October. I have not received any communication from either of Tarpon Towers' attorneys at all, so.
Would you expect that we would receive any communication from them?
I would have, but we really haven't heard anything from them at all.
Since all that started?
Yeah, since everything started, so I'm not.
They're not going to seek relief or anything, are they, for this?
Leslie, can a federal judge offer, or he could have approved the tower himself? Does he have the authority to direct us? I'm going to find that out. I find that offensive. And I will tell Jack that when I see him.
I was surprised by that too. I didn't understand that part of the procedure.
I'd like an opinion from our legal counsel.
Yep, I'll ask.
Who is supposed to be an expert about the ability of a federal judge to direct a state of Ohio city council to take action like that.
Yeah.
I see that as a serious imposition on the separation of the federal government and the state government and the separation of powers. I don't think the judiciary has the authority to do that. And I'd be much more interested in testing that than the cell tower.
I will reach out to him tomorrow and get that question answered.
Ms. Branning, is there still an opportunity to discuss the specific location with Tarpon, or that was part of the decision as well?
I think we had offered that, even from the very beginning. There were alternate locations discussed through the public hearing processes, and back in January, we specifically asked, at that time, we had a different attorney from the same firm handling our representation, and he reached out to them, and they just were unwilling to entertain any alternate location at all, which is unfortunate. I will email David Sapusik, is our new attorney's name, same firm. I will email him tomorrow, and as soon as I have a response, I will let you.
I want to see some authority on that. I'll be looking at myself.
Thank you. Appreciate the update. Any other reports or items from members of council? If not, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. So moved and second to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned for 13 days until Monday, September the 19th at 7:30 p.m.